This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Before we begin, I want to warn you that this episode will contain discussions about domestic abuse. Healing from trauma can be a long process. Surviving, recovering, and rebuilding is a very long and complicated journey. In this clip, author Holly Bourne told me about her recovery and why letting go of the past versions of yourselves, compassion, and forgiveness are key.
When you talk to survivors, and like they're all frozen in time. Like when you talk to women, and I've talked to women as age as like 80, you know, who have their marriages, and they're just there again, they're still like frozen in that girl they were before, and they're just like, and they just go, the life I've wasted, you know. And it's just, it's such a grief. And yeah, even though I don't normally like talking about myself, personal life too much, I was like, I feel like we need to start having this conversation, like people, you know, with Sarah Everard and me too. I'm like, I really need to start talking about just the trauma of these things and just how hard it is to recover. And the fact that all these girls and women aren't just scared, they're grieving, you know, they're in grief and shock that they can't be that girl that they were, that carefree. Like we're robbing them of naivety and freedom and not being scared. And I have a very complicated relationship with the woman I was before this thing occurred. Learning to love her has been tricky because for so long I've wanted to be her. I've been jealous of her, like a past version of myself. And I think the other thing that like I had to do was forgive her. And it was ridiculous because I'm against victim blaming. And I've had lots of professionals who've been like, it's not your fault.
Of course, but that's a platitude that's easy to say and very much harder to live.
There is part of you that's, you know, I have to forgive the woman I was who trusted people and got myself, I'm using air quotes here, got myself into this situation, but I'm like, but I wasn't traumatised, so I wasn't. And what I hate now is part of my recovery is, you know, not trying to, seeing everyone I meet is kind of going, are they going to ruin my life? Like, you know, it never occurred to me that you'd come across people who'd ruin you. Yeah, as I said, it's writing to my past self, but I feel like so many women need to write this letter and to even share it. And so I feel like it's one of the things I feel like isn't getting through is just how traumatised we are. And what that means, and like for, yeah, the collective health of women.
We talk about triggers, like it's become like the common parlance, but unless you've actually suffered an actual trauma event, for me to be triggered about the traumatic events in my life, it means literally I'm taken back to that place in a second. It's like when you just said you fall through a portal. I can just see the things that I could see. So when David Amos was killed, when I was told about it on the telephone, I was stood in the middle of a park. But as far as I was concerned, I was sat in a room and my friend Ruth was next to me. And I was being told that Joe Cox had been killed. But I was like, you know, when these people say triggered, like, you know, like to mean I don't like you talking about things, which is not the same. I literally fall down a portal into another room. I'm in a different room then, and I can get rid of it because, like you say, I've done lots of things to get over the various traumatic things that have happened to me. But it is like literally like falling down, and that trap could be anywhere in your life at any moment. That trap could be opened up. And so now, instead of like worrying about what I'm going to wear or whether someone's going to try and drag me into their car, now I'm looking out for the bloody trap as well.
I know, like, you do.
I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my time.
It's more time. As I said, I'm having to, you know, check the plot of things or, you know, make sure that somebody's randomly not going to get naked. Like, it's exhausting. And the other thing with being triggered is it's like it is a physiological response because your memory hasn't, you know, I've been told your memory lodges differently if it's trauma, and basically it's like treading on a piece of glass, you know, so your body's acting like it happens again. And like, so you've got the adrenaline flood and stuff. And the other thing, so you've not just got the moment of falling through the trap hole. I don't know if it's with you, but if I'm triggered, it's like I give myself flu for about 3 days. It's like, it's, you feel like you've got flu because your body has like gone to fight again, even though the threat isn't there. And it's, you're spent. And so you're literally just like, oh, now I can't get out of bed for 3 days because...
It does make you ill. It just makes you ill. More so than any other physical thing in my life, trauma is the thing that has made me sick, like fit, like vomit, sick, illness, can't move my limbs. And, you know, and unfortunately, because women have, you know, apart from soldiers, the example always being soldiers, because it's largely been a sort of disease of womankind for the eternity, it's sort of not really very well understood, actually, and is considered that we're being hysterical.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. If you want to listen to the rest of my conversation with Holly, scroll back to the 27th of January, 2022. It's episode 20 of series 1. And if you or someone you know is affected by the issues we talked about, you can access information and support online. You can visit the website Refuge at refuge.org.uk, or you can call the National Abuse Helpline anytime for free at 0808 2000 247. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.